So tell me about the film. I mean, it's so beautiful and incredible and so smart, and I mean, just like really witty, and just, I mean, your heart is like right there, and it's funny, and I mean, I can go on and on, but I mean, how difficult is it to adapt a book into a film? Because I mean, people who read the book will say, okay, the film can't be as great as the book. Yeah. So how do you balance that?
Yeah, it's a tough balancing act, because the experience that you have reading a book, you'll never really be able to replicate or equal. So you really try to do a different piece, you know. But at the same time, you want to respect the spirit of the original work. And you always have to remember why you wanted to base it on that work. And in this case, for me, what was important was to have that character. I love that character, that guy who's deeply conflicted between the love he feels for this woman, his own macho idiosyncrasies, and his need. Truly, yeah. He's like the most anti-macho guy in the world. He wants his woman to tell him she loves him. That's what he wants. But he also has this education, this Mexican macho mentality, even if he doesn't want to.
Yeah.
He repudiates this type of mentality. And she is, you know, a kind of a feminist intellectual who also has these idiosyncrasies that don't let her truly enjoy a relationship. She's incapable of telling him she loves him because, oh, those are tacky things, you know. For an intellectual, so they both have these cultural things that they're battling to find each other and be able to love each other,
yeah,
truly,
yeah.
In a more healthy, you know, enjoyable way. And so I love that struggle, and that's what I kept from the novel. And also, yeah. José Agustín is one of the best dialogue writers I've ever read.
Yes.
And so I took as much as I could from him. And then a lot of the dialogue was written by my co-writer, Luis Cámara, who's also a great screenwriter, but really emulating José Agustín's wit, which, you know, we never got close, we know. The best lines are all José Agustín's, and it should be that way.
Yeah, you know? There are some great lines in that. And it's so hard to do dialogue and make it sound natural. It almost sounds very improvised.
And it is.
Just
it
very
is.
Organic.
I have to say, a lot of the dialogue is based on the book, but Gael improvised a lot. He's really good at improvising, and I really encourage him to improvise because he's so good at it. And he has this very natural comedic timing, but at the same time being able to do it with his heart in his hand, which is really beautiful.